Action here on the Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and you. The issues of the day, the events of the day, things that people are talking about, people that people are talking about. How many of you remember fondly the music of the Supremes? Everybody remembers the Supremes, right?
Absolutely. The fun part is kicking us off.
What did you say, Roberta? I need to find time. That's what I thought.
Well said. Yeah.
All right, so the Supreme Court. That clever, I get into this, right?
Oh, jeez. I should have known when you said, find me a song by the Supreme.
Should have been.
However. Get it, Rich? The Supreme Court?
Get it?
I got it. The Supreme.
Today, the United States Supreme Court, known also as SCOTUS.
You really are Rain Man of radio, aren't you?
Thank you. I am the Rain Man of radio. Thank you very much, Rich. The Supreme Court today is going to hear arguments about the FCC's handling of the issue that a lot of people have spent a lot of time and money and gotten involved in the angst around broadcast indecency, the so-called offensive language that is part of some people's radio programs, television programs, has finally made it to the Supreme Court. The reason I say finally, as long as I've been a broadcaster, and that's some time, I've been at this for 4 decades plus. How's that? I've got a little experience under my belt with these sorts of things. Mm-hmm. I have never done the kind of radio program that focused on or was a contributor to the problems, if that's, I'm putting that in quotation marks, that are presented by words. Every once in a while, I think I've said the S word on the air and you blanked it once, Richie.
I have.
Yeah. I've said some other things.
And you've gotten away with it once.
I've gotten away with a few words that are considered to be indecent. I don't consider them indecent necessarily. I was in a situation yesterday, and this is a learning experience. I'm having a new procedure done to help with the capillary growth in my heart and my head called EECP. So I was on the table. This guy had hooked me up to this machine, and he tells me all the great things that are going to happen to my body. And I'm like, this is going to be bigger and stronger, and that's going to be better, and you'll get this blood here and there. And so I asked him a question that was, I guess it was about a part of my body that I was interested in. I was just wondering. So he took offense to my asking about that, and I didn't do it in an offensive way. It's sort of a matter-of-fact word that many people use to refer to that part of their body. So anyway,
is it a slang word?
No. Well, no, I didn't use that word, but I used the word that begins with a P. And you could have used the word to begin with.
All right, that's enough.
Anyway, so yeah, you get the. So anyway, the reason I tell you that story is because he felt that the use of that word or referring to that part of my body, he's a very religious guy, and he said, please don't use that term. I'm offended by it. And I said, okay.
The P word's a medical term.
He was offended. What do you want from me? So I'm not trying to make the guy angry. I just, he's working on my body. I don't want him to hook the machine up so that it squeezes something that doesn't need to get squeezed. Anyway, the reason I'm telling you the story is because there is no definition for obscenity or indecency. None. The word obscene, defined, and indecent, defined, is not definable in terms of a collective. Because your idea of what's obscene or indecent and mine maybe two different things. So that's why this thing has gone all the way to the Supreme Court. But this discussion has been going on as long as I've been a broadcaster. There have been these discussions since the 60s. And no one has decided, nobody even really was able to move this until the last, I think it was, and I don't know this for sure, but it may have been, what was his name? Michael Powell was the chairman of the FCC during part of the last administration. And he said, this is terrible. So now he's testifying for the other side now that he's in the private sector. He works for the Cable and Telecommunications Association, so he seems to have had a change in heart. Amazing how many politicians change their tune once they leave government and find themselves in a real-world job. And that's what's happened here. People who are confronted, ABC and Fox are the ones who have been fined the most, although CBS paid $1 million fine for Howard Stern, just wrote it off as good promotion. Fox, not so fast, and ABC. Which one was the network that was carrying the Super Bowl with Janet Jackson? Was that Fox?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was CBS, actually.
Oh, no, it was CBS.
Was it CBS? The CBS is in. CBS refused to pay the fine on that one, which they ought to have refused to pay the fine. And I don't know why there hasn't been anybody. Let's put it this way. CBS decided to pay the fine because it was worth $1 million worth of free publicity, or $1 million worth of publicity for Howard Stern. Okay. Having said that, if they decided to challenge it, they would have won, as Fox has won, as ABC has won, as every major broadcaster who's ever fought against this has won in court, because there is no standard.
Can I tell you why the SEC will be irrelevant in...
It's irrelevant now.
5 to 10 years. Well, they are irrelevant now.
It'll
but they
be irrelevant
still have,
because they don't have any control over what's on the internet.
They will be irrelevant. That's right, because there will be nothing on their airwaves anymore.
Let's not. Let's hope that's not the case. I'd like to be on some terrestrial stations still.
Well, I mean, terrestrial stations will still be around and will still be.
They're
good,
irrelevant
but, you know,
now,
the people,
Rich.
Yeah, it's just they don't get it.
No, they don't get it. So
trying
one
to control
of the points,
it. They're going to chase everybody away.
Yeah. One of the points that is, and that's very much the point, thank you for making that point, chasing people away is what this is all about. Here, the government's number one job, it seems to me, and this maybe is where we have a discussion, 800-510-8255. We ought to be encouraged by our government to start businesses, to run businesses. The government ought to be there to help us run our business, to help no matter what the business is. Not get in the way, not stop, not control, but encourage. If we had the government encouraging people, we'd have even more new technology than what we have right now, Richie, because people would the people who stand in the way of these things for no good reason, you know, it's as simple as, and we've said this hundreds, if not thousands of times, you don't like it, you turn it off. Here we have, but the only reason, and the news media is a consort in this, because many of the former news media people who aren't good enough to keep their job, they stay in Washington and they start one of these 501c3s like Brent Bozell. You know, he's got the Parents Television Foundation.
Council.
Which is a, what is it called?
Council. PTC. Parents
PTC.
Television.
He is the biggest gas bag, self-serving, and basically, if you look at all the people who have given money, and this, by the way, has been a huge moneymaker for the Parents Television Council. This issue has been a huge issue, but the most recent issue that's won them all kinds of attention and money, raising money, was Howard Stern becoming a judge on America's Got Talent. Isn't that the name of the show? America's Got Talent?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a judge on that show. So this boob Bozell, he starts this deal, as they always do with Parents Television Council. We got to keep Howard Stern off of that show because he's going to offend children. Huh? What are you talking about? He's going to offend. What do you think? He's going to say something like he says on his serious radio program? He knows better than that. And you know what? It's because of boobs like Bozell that Howard Stern has a recognition factor to begin with. If boobs like Bozell didn't pay any attention, he wasn't even in existence, the Parent Television Council didn't exist, Howard Stern wouldn't be anywhere near as popular as he is. So Bozell has just helped Howard Stern make $14 million that he probably wouldn't have gotten had it not been for them at the Parents Television Council making all this noise about how offensive it will be to have him, and they're going to go and protest
somebody, they'll just go away.
Yeah, but that's not the modus operandi, because otherwise Brent Bozell, who's an incompetent at what he was doing before in government, he starts this thing and creates a way for him to make a living and hire four or five people that used to be on his staff in the other job he had. So now he's there helping himself to your money, making something out of nothing. All you have to do is turn it off. If nobody watches, advertisers won't support it, the show goes away. What could be a more simple concept? And that's what all of this stuff is. The Supreme Court today is going to hear arguments from the FCC that even in the current era, most Americans expect broadcast TV to be relatively safe. What does that mean? They don't want to see Janet Jackson's boob. Right? Okay, what else does that mean? They don't want to hear Bono use the F word. Wasn't it Bono?
Yes.
It was him.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so do we? That's going to... You know how much money you and I, the taxpayer, has spent on this thing over the years? I did a total. Do you know how much money we're talking about here? $400 million for lawyers' fees the government has paid over the years for these various cases. Before they even got to the Supreme Court. So now they're still arguing today that we need to have some obscenity standard, some indecency standard. Who's going to set that standard? You, Richie?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Really?
I will be the one to decide.
Where are you
going
to set the bar?
Right.
Let's hear.
All of your children.
I want you to tell us what's indecent.
Let's see. I think it's indecent for you to say the P word to your doctor. I think you should be fined for that. I think that if he wanted to, that he should be able to have you served and fined for that.
Fine. Jennifer, what's indecent?
You know, I think a little bit of what's indecent is vulgar language, really too vulgar language on TV.
What is that? Give me a... you can't give me a
I think word. A lot of sitcoms are going in the direction of using,
I find it
like,
offensive to have
girl
Austin Kutcher use the M word at 9 o'clock, and I shut the television off. So that's
and being
way,
naked all the time,
people,
you get a laugh.
Yeah, if you're trying to bring on Rescue Me type language on mainstream networks at 8 o'clock, problem.
Shut it off. Don't watch it. It'll go away. That's the way to fix that. Either we are a marketplace country or we aren't. And with guys like Bozell and the Parents Television Council, those situations become clouded. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Comments, thoughts on indecency and obscenity? It's 19 after on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now. Including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
And
they're
now,
coming
here
to take me away, haha.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Travel many roads.
I'm taking a vacation. Bring my bathing suit with a padded bulge.
First class, you know. I never travel with common bundles.
You seem to think the world is just some sort of a three-ring circus, and all you've got to do is run around and have fun.
No?
Hello?
Hello?
Where'd he go?
Get my hand on all of the material here that I need. We're talking about the Supreme Court taking up the indecency issue today in Washington. I say this is a bunch of hooey. We should be spending more time encouraging things like the Consumer Electronics Show with new products so that we can expand on this universe that's expanding rapidly anyway.
Oh, but they're trying to get their fingers into that, too.
Of course they are.
The SOPA thing.
Yeah, they are. These people like Brent Bozell who want to control everything that you think.
I'm talking about the FCC and the government trying to control the Internet now, too.
Yeah, right. The FCC is in court today at the Supreme Court, trying to figure out what obscenity, good Doug, what obscenity is and what indecency is. There's supposed to be a community standard, and that's where they always get hooked on that definition of community standard. What is obscene? You don't have enough. People don't agree on what's obscene. People don't agree on what's indecent. And obscenity, I think some of the violence on television is completely obscene. And we were talking earlier about using words in certain television programs that I think, I don't know if they're obscene, but they're not, I'm not comfortable listening to somebody talk about it, so I don't want to watch it, I turn it off. I think there ought to be some guideline, parents ought to have some clue as to what goes on. That stuff is...
So are you happy with anybody putting anything anywhere as long as there's a rating system on it and you know beforehand what you're going to be seeing, hearing?
Yeah, that's enough. I don't need...
So I could put the show Rescue Me, which is a great show but totally inappropriate for kids,
right,
on at 7 o'clock at night as long as there's a rated R well shown before the show comes on.
It is now. I mean, you can watch it any number of times all through the day and night on FX,
on
you can get access to FX as easily as you can get to CBC, CBS, or
yeah, but
NBC.
It was on FX at 9 o'clock at night.
Whatever,
you know.
Whatever. I don't care what time it's on. It is the repeats are on at different times. And now it'll go into
responsibility, though. You know what kind of shows are on FX.
Yeah.
You know the rating system
helps. It's funny.
Don't watch it.
With the TV, I pretty much know how to manage it with my kids.
Yeah.
You know where a real dangerous place is for kids? YouTube. They could be watching videos of kittens and puppies 1 minute, and then just click next, and the next thing you know, whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Look out.
All right, Linda is in Kingman, Arizona, listening to KNTR. She likes Brent Bozell. Okay, Linda, hi.
Hi. I've actually been a big fan of Brent Bozell for many years, and he does, you know, he keeps track of Christian bashing. He does a lot of things. I use all of his facts and figures many times. I have to agree with you, though. I'm sorry the Supreme Court took this case. We have much bigger fish to fry than this. And Howard Stern is definitely obscene. And very bright, but obscene and disgusting.
Yeah. Why did you laugh? You enjoy listening to him even though he is obscene, Linda? Is that what the laugh is about?
No, I don't even know.
Well, how do you know he's obscene
anymore,
if you don't listen to him?
But I've certainly heard him and watched him years ago. He came on in the morning on TV before a show that I watched, and he was very disgusting. One of my kids just thought he was so hilarious, and you know, it was funny, but I mean, he really was disgusting. There are other things on TV that bother me much more, though. But I don't think the Supreme Court needed to take this case because there really are important cases they need to take. I don't think this is one of them.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Appreciate it. That's always what the strongest suit here is that you, and that's why the FCC needs to stay out of what we do, because you ought to be able to say what you think. That's the whole idea of freedom of speech, and that's why this medium is such a wonderful thing. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super for winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
January. I'm Doug Steffen along with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn here on Good Day. We have a good day going on conversationally. You can reach us at 800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook. Jennifer, what has been the thread of conversation? Actually, I don't really remember spending any time on this last couple of days. So
I know. Well, today we're talking, since today's a big New Hampshire primary, we're talking about if you're happy with the primary system as is, or if we should make some changes to it.
The answer, the reason that question came up is because earlier on, for those of you who are not listening, you can download hour number one of the program. Jennifer's described it well at DougSteffen.com, the hour by hour, blow by blow, if you will, of what we're talking about. And that was one of the things that came up. Then you can listen back to that by downloading it at DougSteffen.com on your iPad or your iPhone. At any rate, the essence of the conversation has to do with the system. Jennifer and I think Richie agrees as well, that we ought to have one day for the primaries like we have one for the general election. And then there's something that really comes out of it. This is kind of a rigged, fixed system that in the event like Mitt Romney won in Iowa, and he'll probably win in New Hampshire, and he's likely to win in South Carolina, and he's sure to win in Florida. So four or five of these wins, and he's got it locked, because then everybody gets on the snowball. And it's not fair to the people here in California or Arizona or Missouri or any number. It's just not fair. It's not right. Another thing that needs to be addressed and fixed in our country. So what are people saying, Jen?
People are actually just starting to chime in right now, but we're getting a lot of thumbs up to the idea that we should all be able to vote on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll keep you posted on that. We also have the story about the lady who bungee corded and her cord snapped. That's up there. And then my favorite is yesterday we posted the picture of you and your Breakfast of Champions, which was a gigantic, I mean, actually not even gigantic, ginormous cup of hot chocolate with, like, whipped cream and chocolate sauce just oozing off the sides. And Ramona said, Doug, I thought you were a health nut. Maybe nut? Not?
Yeah.
That does look good, though. Num, 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 num. Carry on. Yeah, so you good. Got her approval.
Yeah. That's my son in the background. And Megan took the picture because she said as soon as it came on, Dad, I'm taking a picture of this. I said, yeah, just send it and we'll put it up on the Facebook page. Megan loves to use Facebook. You follow her, Jennifer. And
I sure do.
She's following us, and we follow sort of her. She loves, for whatever the reason, Brendan wouldn't have anything to do with it. He won't have a Facebook account. He wouldn't have a Twitter account.
To me, that seems backwards. It's
for him?
Brendan is the really outgoing, gregarious, you know, kind of big personality, talk to anybody. you would think he'd be the Facebook guy. Mm-hmm. Megan is the intellectual, book reading. These people are kind of not my thing.
A little more to her than is Brendan.
So that, to me, is totally backwards.
Yeah. Well,
I have to tell you, I'm looking at Megan's page right now, and to your point about being a book person, her latest post is 90-point Scrabble play. That helped. So I don't know who she wiped the floor with, but I'm
she used to play.
Somebody.
Well, here's the story. She used to play with her mother all the time.
Yeah, I know. She says my crazy Scrabble playing mother would have been awfully proud.
Yeah, her mother.
She said she never. She didn't beat Tony until she was 30 at Scrabble.
Yeah.
Oh, and then she gets political on Facebook, too. Wow.
Yeah. She'd be very. Yeah. She's no stranger to that. One of the things that when we were, after Tony passed, the next day when we were cleaning things up at the house, the Scrabble table had been under the bed. There were two, actually. One of them was beside the bed. And Tony played by herself sometimes, or she'd play against herself if she couldn't find Megan, or one of the other ladies that lived in the building where she was loved to play with her as well. But she had, we were all trying to figure out where she was. And this is the wonderful thing about Tony. She left the important things she finished before she died. In 2 or 3 days, she finished everything that was important. Things that weren't important or that she would have continued for the rest of her life, like the Scrabble game.
Including wiping up Megan on Scrabble, right?
Yeah, right.
Words with friends.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Here's a post from Megan. And this totally fits Megan. Discipulus tus hunc tractuam non scripsit.
Which is Latin for?
I have no idea. Magna Carta essay, it's still alive. Apparently Matthew, her husband, did some project he's working on.
Yeah, the Magna Carta.
Yeah.
His thesis, which is about to be published, is that both my children are academics. Megan's an academic and her husband's an academic.
Come on with Brendan. Don't try that.
No. Well, Brendan, though, has become a very good writer.
Oh, he's a good writer.
Without him being pushed, he's working on a couple of projects.
Doesn't make him an academic.
No, he's not. He would never. Good Lord, 6 years at Trinity.
Right.
And he'd have been fine if he'd have left after three. It wouldn't have made any difference one way or the other except in my pocketbook. We were laughing about that not long ago as well. No, but they're very different. And this is the sort of thing you embrace if you're a parent. Hopefully you embrace and love your children for whatever they are. But I feel so blessed because Megan and Brendan are so different. Two so completely different people in a world that embraces sameness. They are both very, very different individuals, but they love and adore one another, and they have been so through this whole thing with the mother, but even before, I mean, when they were kids. I remember Brendan, God love him, he'd laugh if I told the story. He was in the sixth grade, and Megan was in the eighth or the ninth grade. I can't remember what it was, but they were both in the same school, and somebody wrote something nasty about Megan on one of the tables in the library.
Uh-oh.
So Brendan and one of his friends went in, they saw it, and they cleaned it up, and then they found out who it was that had written this. And apparently three or four, and Megan didn't know about this for years afterwards, what she remembered about Brendan when he was in the sixth grade and she was in the ninth, she was just beginning to have boyfriends, and Brendan would hide behind a tree when he'd see Megan walking across the school campus. And when she was trying to talk up and she would get close, he'd jump out from behind the tree. And, you know, Megan would go bananas. And they used to have pretty good fights on the way to school, you know, that kind of stuff. But they have been very good as brother and sister all through the years. And so Brendan and four of his friends beat up this kid that said something. They wrote whatever it was. I don't know how much of a beat up it was, but the kid didn't ever write it again. And it was something...
Because he had two broken arms.
Right, yeah. Broke off his fingers.
He couldn't write it again.
And it was something like, that Megan Stephan, is she a snob? You know, it was something like that. It wasn't, like, horrible.
But she wouldn't be offended by that.
Megan?
No.
She'd admit that she's a snob.
Right, yeah.
You
know, she is a snob.
Yeah, she is. An elitist, anyway. I don't know about a snob. But
exactly. An
elitist.
Yes.
Yeah. No. And
hey, we just had a listener call and complain. They say, I love Doug, and I love hearing about him and his cows and Charlotte, but please stop talking about your private parts.
I didn't. That was one thing I said. One thing. I could get carried away, Richard.
One small thing. I mean, big thing. Huge thing. I mean,
thank you. That's fine. But we've been having this discussion about obscenity and
found it not obscene.
Yeah. It was a throwaway comment. It was about a bigger, better story. It had nothing to do with it. The more I talk about this, the more difficult it's going to be to get out of this.
How you doing?
I think we'll pause for a moment. As Walter Cronkite used to say, the best way to transition from one story to another, especially if one of them is uncomfortable, are a few good commercials.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronos. His daily dose of important medical information on the Good Day program, exclusively yours. A lot of info today. What Ken does is study all these journals. All of the information is being studied by the various medical groups, including this one today, Ken, from the Journal of the American Heart Association, about how grief may be harmful for those who are at risk for heart attack anyway, huh?
Well, this is something I might hear big duh from Rich, but it's never been studied. It was published this week in Circulation, which is a journal of the American Heart Association, that when you lose somebody close to you, as you have recently, Doug, it's the first several days after the immediate loss that you're at vulnerable risk for a heart attack. And So this is a real thing.
Yeah. And you can understand it. I mean, your heart is pounding away. It's just you can feel it, sense it.
Yes,
I can see what that would make sense.
But Ken, on the flip side of that, and here's one thing I'm kind of keeping an eye on with my mother, since we just lost my father this past summer, is he was the one who made sure she always stayed up to date on her medical visits and whatever was going on with her. And now it's up to us to have to make sure that she does that, because, you know, you get to a point, you've lost your partner 40 or 50 years. Do you don't care? I don't care. It's no big deal.
I have lived that in my family with my parents. And, you know, long-term relationships do keep you living longer, regardless. I've heard Doug's feelings about marriage. But good marriages do keep you living longer. And when one spouse suddenly dies, the other spouse too often follows.
Yeah, that can. You can understand how that could happen. All right, some interesting news today from a couple of fronts on nicotine patches, Ken.
The yin-yang of medicine. Big Australian study showing that nicotine patches, the gums, this is out of Tobacco Control, actually don't help you get off the cigarettes and stay off them long term. I think before you throw out all of these devices, I think what you need to do is make sure that if you are using the nicotine patch or gum, any of these nicotine products, that you don't do it on your own. I think this was the take-home message from this, that you need to do it with counseling.
All right, but on the other side, as you said, the yin and the yang, good news about using a nicotine patch.
Medical Journal of Neurology, a small early study, people with early memory loss and ability to think actually were helped with these mild dementias by using the tobacco patch. So there may be some benefits for it. Don't throw them out yet.
Dr. Ken prescribed EECP for me, and I started yesterday with it. And I was, yes, I did get off onto a little patch of slippery ground there for a minute. But the essence of it, have you ever talked to anybody? I mean, you've prescribed this before. Have you ever talked to any of your other patients about how they felt while this was going on?
Oh, absolutely, all the time.
People, what do they say?
Sleep or read or listen to music. The first hour is the hardest. About 10% will feel dizzy, but after that, you should feel pretty good.
I had the first hour yesterday, and it wasn't that I didn't feel good. It was so tight around my calves. I have big calves, and this motion that you go through with it.
Well, they have to pad it properly. You need an experienced technician who's accustomed to fitting it for you. And if you're having discomfort in the legs, they need to pad it properly.
Yeah, all right, so I'll tell them that. But other than that, it was pretty. It was like riding.
Call my office and we can guide them.
Okay, it was like riding a bucking bronco on your back. Basically, that's sort of
people
what
people sleep through it.
I know. I was ready to go to sleep at one point. The guy kept talking to me, but yeah,
you can read. I had a guy last week read 3 books while doing a 35 1-hour treatment.
There you go. All right, 10 before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with us on Good Day.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
How are you feeling today? Well, I hope. It's 51 after on Good Day.
I'd be feeling good. Very good.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Celebrating as we get into our movie moments department here, the Chuck Curry Movie Man selective process of understanding what's going on in the business. This is Donald Fagen and Steely Dan. The song FM from the movie of the same name. Fagen is 64 today, Chuck. So we celebrate his life and his
accomplishments. Just saw him over the summer. He's great. Yeah. Great and conscious.
All right, 54 past the hour. Chuck Curry, whose blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, is available in any number of ways. You can go directly to it. You can go to DougStephan.com, click on Chucker's picture in the contributors box, and go there and read his thoughts about popular movies, DVDs, all the things in the video world are his castle, if you will, or in his cocoon. So we have a movie that goes back to 1997 in our contest today, Chucker. This was the number one movie during this week in 97. We have three, count them, one, two, three audio clips from it. You'll listen to them, figure out what the movie is. Call us at 800-510-825. See, already they're at it.
Yeah, they are.
It's cool. All right. Here we are. Let's see if he's got the right answer. Anyway, here's the first clue, Richie.
Oh, my. Oh. Oh. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He's not dead. He's like that.
800-510-8255.
I think I know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's good for this season. I put it that way, right, Chucker? You know what it is, right?
I'm not sure 100%.
Really? All right. Okay. Remember, this is the latter part of the Clinton administration. 800-510-8255. If you know the answer, help yourself. Here's the second clue.
This is politics at its finest.
This is where the rubber meets the road.
Hmm. No, I'm not so sure.
This is actually a pretty good movie. That last voice is, let's see, how can we go back in time? Mrs. Robinson. All right, here's the last.
Yeah, all right, I got it.
Got it? Okay, last audio clue.
Can we go now, please, people? A good plan today is better than a perfect plan tomorrow.
All right.
I never saw it, but I know.
American Express has the clue on his voice. All right, Chucky, you got it?
I think I do.
Yeah. All right. 800-510-8255. You got the right answer. Help yourself. Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days
would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your Federal Free Edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone. Live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
All right, whilst we find somebody to identify that movie, Chuck, you have some movie news for us, yes?
Yeah, I do. Filming begins this week on director J.J. Abrams' sequel to his very successful Star Trek reboot. Now, unlike the last film, which had Leonard Nimoy reprise his role of Spock, no members of the original TV series.
Why don't they have the people from the movie?
Good, I'm glad. Let's move. Let's get a new one.
No. Is that
well, Chris? You know, a lot of people were hoping that William Shatner and Kirk would somehow be involved, but it appears that it's not going to happen. Just the new cast members spearheaded by actor.
Because they don't want an old, fat Kirk. Captain Kirk. They want the young, cool Captain Kirk.
Hey, but he's they can have him make a cameo.
Yeah.
As somebody
it would be nice, although you'd have to tweak the storyline. One other bit of news, New Line Cinema moving forward with a remake of the 1984 comedy Police Academy as they fired an unknown director to helm the project. Now, these films were called critic-proof in the 80s, and, you know, funny for its time, but I don't know remaking them in 2012 if that's a good idea.
I think I know who you were trying to do.
Thank you, Richie. All right, so, Chucker,
yes.
Let's see some movies that opened on this date. 1998, Firestorm, Howie Long, Scott Glenn, and William Forsythe. Remember
yeah,
that?
I remember that. Howie Long, who's the former NFL player, did that co-starred in the movie with John Travolta, Broken Arrow, and they liked his performance, so they gave him a three-picture deal. That was one of them, and then he never made the other two
because
it didn't make much money.
Teresa in Alaska, how are you doing?
I'm very well, Doug. How are
That's
you?
Good. Fine, thank you. What's the name of the movie?
Wags the Dog.
Wag the Dog. Why does a dog wag its tail? Because the dog is smarter than its tail. If the tail was smarter, the tail would wag the dog. Got it? Dustin Hoffman, Robert De Niro, you got it. Thank you.
As we